Well, unless you've missed the thinly veiled nuance, today is Good Shepherd Sunday. We hear a lot about sheep and shepherds and Jesus being the sheep, Jesus being the shepherd. Just so you know, I'm going to focus on Jesus being the shepherd and us being the sheep. So we just keep that in mind. Now, how many of you have ever experienced being with sheep? Not a whole bunch. We don't have a lot of farmers here. Not a lot of cattle people or sheep people. How many of you have ever been to a Christmas pageant where the youngest among us are the sheep? Seen that, right? Know how well that works. Imagine, if you would, the director of the Christmas pageant saying to this whole flock, I'm going to walk down the aisle, and I want y'all to dutifully follow me two by two. Does that work very well? Not usually. They see a parent. They see a friend. They're scattered all over the place. Well, that's the nature of sheep. Sheep have a mind of their own. You wonder why a shepherd carries a crook or a big stick. It's not to walk ceremoniously like this, but it's to push and to prod and to help direct in the right way. So if we think about Jesus being the shepherd and us being the sheep, Jesus is continually pushing and prodding us to go in the right direction. In our lesson from Acts this morning, we hear that the apostles and the faithful gathered together. They gathered together during the week. They ate together. They worshiped together. They prayed together. And what they were doing was trying to figure out how best they could direct, push, and prod each other to go in the way of Jesus. Jesus had gone. He wasn't physically there with them, but they knew him. And they knew that he was the good shepherd and that his intent was what they wanted for their community. So they gathered, they ate, they drank, they played, they prayed, they worshiped together. And they continually pushed and prodded each other so that they could go in the right direction. Sheep by nature want to go astray. If you've ever noticed, sheep are much like an amoeba. If you see a flock and one starts going in that direction, all of a sudden, the whole flock goes that way. Shepherd pushes them back. One sort of veers off to this side. The whole crowd goes. When we gather together week after week after week, supporting each other, praying with and for each other, encouraging one another, sharing the hope that we have in Christ with each other, we are keeping the flock moving in the right direction. Every now and then it takes a little poke or a little prod, but together we move in the right direction. In just a few minutes, Finnick Abigail is going to join the flock. And it becomes our responsibility to lead her in the right direction. As parents, as godparents, as family, as friends, as fellow Christians, as fellow members of the flock, we are called to be in this together, working together to move in the right direction. If you see one veering off, pull them back. If you see one lagging behind, bring them up, because together we are most fully and faithfully the body of Christ. That is our calling, and thanks be to God today, just as we talked about in the Scripture, we are adding new members to the fold. And thanks be to God, each of us is a part of that. And each of us have the responsibility to see that Finn is brought up in the Christian faith and life so that there is no doubt that she knows what direction she is to go. It's up to us, and I feel pretty good about it. Thanks be to God. Amen.